visiting with Hallie Rowland of the Silo FFA chapter. She's one of our area stars in ag placement. Well, Hallie, let's talk just a little bit about what is your project.
My project is agriculture processing. I work at a slaughterhouse. And so through this process, I've been able to watch the processing of the animal first coming into us to when it actually leaves to our customers.
And this has been a big issue with COVID happening, and we've had some plants shut down. So now you know the ins and outs of how important it is.
Yes, of course. I think that over the past couple of years, you know, the meat industry has gotten overlooked because it is so easy for us just to go to Walmart, grab some hamburger meat, grab a roast, pork chops, those types of things. But then for us to actually go into the store and realize that it's not there for us to buy has put everyone in kind of a panic mode. Not necessarily that the meat isn't there, but it's just not getting to those places fast enough at the rate that the people are buying it.
Yeah, COVID's been a hard year for all of us, but I think it's also taught us some really important things about where our food comes from.
Yes, of course. I think it's made people realize and understand that the people who are putting the meat on your plate, you know, they never had to stop working during those times when everything was shut down. You know, we had to come up with creative solutions to be able to keep our business running so that way everyone could get the nutrition that they need.
Well, what made you decide to pick this particular project?
It's actually a family-owned operation by my family, so I grew up in the industry and watched it all when I was little. But one day, I was down there just kind of helping out working, and I realized that it was something that I was truly passionate about. I wanted to be able to advocate for it. I wanted to be able to explain to people how that worked, and so I really just dove in and gave it my best shot.
What are some of the biggest things you've learned throughout this whole process?
I've learned that hard work will get us farther than anything ever can. Just going into work every day, you know, being able to show up. I've learned how to be a good employee. I've learned, the ins and outs of how to talk to a customer, you know, how to handle difficult solutions, as well as, learning lost arts along the way as far as, like, the kill floor goes and those types of things. So it truly, really has been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me.
Well, and I'm guessing it probably taught you that expect the unexpected with these last year we've had, huh?
Yes, of course. From us going to from selling 1,500 pounds of hamburger meat every 2 months to selling 1,500 pounds in 2.5 hours, you know, it has been extremely crazy, but I've enjoyed every step of it.
Well, Hallie, let's talk a little bit about your FFA career because you're about to graduate. So what have been some of your favorite FFA moments?
Some of my favorite FFA moments would definitely take me back to my first speech contest as a nervous little eighth grader. I was so scared, but, you know, my advisors poured back into me of how confident they were of me, so you know that made me more confident of myself. So from becoming that shy little eighth grader, just watching myself grow over the past 5 years has just been truly nothing short of amazing. So I'm just so thankful for everyone who has put back into me and allowed me to grow.
What has FFA taught you?
FFA has definitely taught me how to become a leader. It has taught me that, you know, situations aren't always going to go how we plan them to. You know, we're going to have unexpected events. We're going to have bumps in the road, particularly with COVID last year, you know, making us lose half of a year and, you know, our busiest time in FFA, missing out on those things. But it didn't remove the friendships. It could have removed the contest, but it didn't remove the friendships and the memories that we have already made. And so that truly was just a really great experience, just to step back and, you know, view life as not just a high schooler anymore, but, you know, kind of think of what am I going to do after this and how am I going to put back in the organization that has given me so much.
Well, let's talk about that. What are you going to do next?
My plans after I graduate is to attend Oklahoma State University. I'm going to major in agriculture education to hopefully become an ag advisor and also minor in agriculture communications. I love photography, and so if that is something that I choose to pursue, I want to have a degree that will back me up with that.
And, of course, you can always go back home because this is a project that includes your whole family.
Yes, absolutely. If plans don't go out, I would most definitely see myself being some type of meat inspector or simply on the retail side of that. Absolutely would love that.
Well, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Once again, visiting with Hallie Rowland of the Silo FFA chapter, I'm Casey Shepherd for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.